A beautiful Wednesday evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals in town to take on the Salem Red Sox in game number 2 of this 6-game series all week long here in Salem. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And TK, we got ourselves a good one after such an exciting, explosive game last night, a situation where the Red Sox end off pulling off a huge come-from-behind victory for their fourth walk-off of the season.
Yeah, down 3-0 entering the bottom of the ninth. Fredericksburg was really feeling good about themselves, especially from the pitching side. Salem never losing that confidence in their ability, able to put the ball in play, including a first home run of the year, and a big one from Abram Liendo over the right field wall to tie the game before three batters later, Roman Anthony walked it off. Big series opening win, and that's the kind of win that can take morale away from Fredericksburg for the remainder of this series, just knowing how you started the series on such a low note.
Well, the Fred Nats, a team coming into tonight, struggling a little bit, 13-25 on the year. They are 9 games back in the standings in the Carolina League North. They're 6-13 at home, 7-12 on the road. Your Salem Red Sox, 20-19 on the year, a game above 500, just 2.5 games back of Down East, who is atop the standings in the North, 12-10 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bradley Blaylock gets the start tonight for Salem. The first pitch, a bunt laid down. It's scooped up by Blaylock. A throw over to first is in time for a quick out number 1. 1 pitch, 1 out, and welcome back Bradley Blaylock, who is in tonight's game, the 22-year-old righty, drafted in 2019 by the Boston Red Sox in the 32nd round, pick number 977 overall, out of Logansville, Georgia. Underwent Tommy John surgery. Has not played since 2021. This is his first game back, and it's a first pitch called strike on the inside corner, 94. Fastball to Cortland Lawson, and the count now 0-1. The 0-1 offering finds the outside corner on another fastball at 95, and the count now 0-2. Well, he played one game against Fredericksburg back in 2021. Lines and fires the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew the fastball right by him at 96. And just like that, on 4 pitches, 2 outs. Last year, well, 2021, I should say, 2 years ago against Fredericksburg, gave it 22 total innings against the Fred Nats. Gave up 28 hits, 14 runs, 13 of them were earned, 12 walks. How about 25 strikeouts? Swing at a foul ball back to the netting here for Dalen Lyle, the left fielder. 2 down, nobody on, an 0-1 count. Third hitter, just 5 pitches so far thrown by Bradley Blaylock. He kicks and deals the 0-1. This breaking ball misses low, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. So Thomas laid down a bunt on the first pitch and was thrown out at first base. Cortland Lawson struck out swinging on 3 pitches. And here's Dalen Lyle. The 1-1, check swing, misses inside. Another fastball in the count now, 2 balls and a strike. After him, it'll be Brady House at cleanup. Elijah Green, the highly touted center fielder, followed by Sammy Infante, Paul Witt, Rosamir Quintana. This one flown up into the air, just in the infield towards the second base bag. Calling everyone off is Luis Ravello, and he makes the catch. 4 out number 3. Bradley Blaylock goes underneath 10 pitches to sit him down 1-2-3. Due up in the home half of the first, Roman Anthony, Alan Castro, the birthday boy, and Cutter Coffee. Scoreless through a half inning of play, it's nothing-nothing. Fred Nats in town for game 2 with the Red Sox. Bottom of the first on tap for you in a scoreless ball game between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Red Sox won it last night 4-3 in come-from-behind walk-off fashion. They entered the bottom of the ninth scoreless, down 3-0. And they were able to put up quite the rally. And Roman Anthony walked it off with an RBI double to seal the deal. Well, he's going to lead us off here in the bottom of the first inning. The center fielder out of West Palm Beach, Florida, going up against one of the best in the league, Harleen Susana. This guy absolutely throws gas, Tyler, on the radar gun.
Yeah, one of the top overall prospects acquired in the most blockbuster trade we've seen in quite some time last season as well.
First pitch fouled back to the netting by Anthony in the count now 0-1 on a fastball. Susana, 6'7", 265, big size, the 0-1. Missing high at 96, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. I mean, he just looks the part out there. Can really rifle it, trying to find ways to locate the 1-1. And that one misses outside at 97 on the gun. And look, I mean, he has the stature. He would be playing at a higher level once he figures out how to just get this thing in the zone a little bit.
Right, 97, one of the fastest we've seen here so far this year.
2-1, misses low and in at 96 on the gun. He's gone fastball on every pitch thus far. None of them have been below 95 miles an hour. Three balls and a strike. And that Juan Soto trade. Here's the 3-1. Misses outside at 96. Five-pitch walk for Roman Anthony. And the on-base machine king gets himself a leadoff walk for the Red Sox with nobody out. Here's Alan Castro. Happy birthday to Alan Castro. Looking to extend what has been success in recent history for Alan. Runner on first, nobody out. The first pitch. This is inside. Nearly gets away. Just scooped up there by Colmenares, and it's 1-0. Another fastball at 96. Susana coming into this game, 0-3 on the year with a 4.12 ERA. Here's the 1-0. Misses just inside, this time 93 on the gun. Took a little bit off of it. It's 2-0.
Yeah, and Gio, you talked about Susana, sixth overall prospect in the Nationals organization. Was the lowest leveled player in that Juan Soto blockbuster trade between the Nats and Padres, and he's been making a home in Fredericksburg so far this year.
He tries to pick off over to first. Anthony back in there safely. Two balls, no strikes. Alan Castro, 2-1-2 on the year. Two homers, 17 ribbies. 2-0. This one finds the zone. 87 on the off-speed slider. Two balls and a strike for Alan Castro. Castro in four at-bats has two hits this series. As this pitch gets away, Anthony was taken off anyways. He gets into second safely. Probably going to call this on a wild pitch. Colmenares just couldn't quite keep it up. Three balls and a strike. And again, the speed out of Susana, struggling to get this in the strike zone. Castro batting 500 in this series. All of them singles so far yesterday. Went 2-for-4. Large lead at second for Roman Anthony. The 3-1. Swing and a rifle on the ground. Going on is Lawson. Backhanded glove throw to first is not in time. Alan Castro able to leg it out on a hard hit ball to the shortstop Lawson. And it puts runners on the corners here with nobody out for Cutter Coffee.
Nice infield single there from Castro, just able to use his speed. He's got that big of a bigger frame like a true batter, so you don't expect him to have that speed, but just able to beat out the throw. And Gio did want to mention Roman Anthony officially credited with a stolen base.
Okay. All right. So they do give him the stolen bag, not a wild pitch. First pitch to Coffee, misses low and away. 90 on the gun. It's 1-0. Coffee struggling a little bit as of late. hitting just 189 on the year. Does have 9 RBIs. The 1-0 offering. This is low and away once more. This time 97 on the fastball. It is 2-0. Coffey, the one-time Texas Longhorn commit. Out of Bakersfield, California. Check over to first. Castro in there safely. Red Sox going with their red jerseys today. Navy blue numbers, reads Red Sox across the front. Navy blue caps, white pants. On the other side, the Fredericksburg Nationals going with gray pants, white caps, well, a white front, I should say, a red bill and a navy blue back. Actually, really sharp-looking hats as we get a mound visit here. And nice jerseys, too. Navy blue, no button-down. Just a nice jersey here with a logo on the chest.
It's the George Washington swinging the axe, or that alternate logo.
Well, if you're watching right now live, here's an extra look at that Alan Castro single. If you're listening to us, well, tune in, watch it next time. You can do that on MILB.com. MILB TV, the home of Salem Red Sox baseball all season long. And yeah, TK, you mentioned it, that logo. It's literally George Washington swinging a baseball bat that has an axe head on it, chopping down that cherry tree.
Well, the Rednats hope to chop down the Red Sox today after what can only be described as a heartbreaking loss for the Nationals last night.
True. I mean, they had that thing in the bag until they didn't. Bottom of the ninth, plain and simple. Gave one away. And it's a 1-0 series lead for the Red Sox. Runner goes from first as a pitch misses low and away. Sliding into second safely is Alan Castro with a stolen bag, and there's two runners in scoring position with nobody out, and a 3-0 count for the Red Sox.
There's just so much speed top to bottom in this Red Sox lineup, and it doesn't matter who comes off the bench. Anyone on that bench and in this lineup can be used as a pinch runner. Just speed everywhere.
3-0 does find the zone at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to Cutter Coffey on called strike one. Yeah, I mean, your typical Steelers are going to be Miguel Blaise and Roman Anthony. Three balls and a strike, the pitch. Swing and a ripper, line drive into right field. This ball is down, and it's a two-hopper all the way to the wall. Anthony comes in to score. Castro scores, and pumping the brakes at second is Cutter Coffey back into the hit column. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead. How about a 2-RBI double to get you going?
Seems like that momentum offensively from yesterday's game has not slowed down in the slightest. Red Sox are swinging a hot bat. Runner in scoring position, still nobody out, and two runs have already crossed the plate. Really good spot for the Red Sox right now.
Luis Cervello aboard. Cutter Coffey at second. Still nobody out, and a 2-0 lead for Salem here. Stepping off is Harleen Susana to take a breather. A reminder, Anthony was aboard on a walk. Ended up with a stolen base. He scored. Alan Castro, infield single. He stole a base. He scored. And now Cutter Coffey on second with that 2-RBI double. It's a called strike one to Ravello on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Righty-on-lefty matchup. Ravello with three homers on the year. Leads the Red Sox. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. Chopped back behind home plate. All the way to the backstop. It's 0-2.
Now, I would be remiss if I did not point out how a walk, a single, and a double in that order is quite literally how the Nationals started the game yesterday.
That's a good point.
If the pattern continues, we should expect to see a ground out to second here.
0-2 misses below the knees of Ravello, and it makes it a ball and a pair of strikes. Ravello, how about this? Looking for RBI number 24 right now, with Cutter Coffey standing in scoring position at second. 1-2, swing and a miss. Sits down Ravello on a 90-mile-an-hour. I'm going to say that's probably some form of a changeup considering he's throwing that fastball at 96, 97.
Well, Susana is more or less the definition of grip it and rip it. He just grabs that ball and shucks it as hard as he can on that fastball, and then maybe we'll change the grip and some wrist movement on an off-speed or breaking ball, but he really needs to work on that control, and that's what Fredericksburg is trying to teach him.
First pitch misses low and away to Lil Poppy, Juan Chacon, stepping into the right-handed batter's box with a runner on second, one down, 2-0 lead for the Red Sox here.
Well, how about this for Lil Poppy? Leads the Carolina League in triples right now with 5, second in minor league baseball overall.
Chopper on the ground over to Lawson. Glove throw to first is there for out number 2. Yeah, second in all of minor leagues, leading the Carolina League, leading all of single-A baseball, matter of fact. Out of the 3 leagues in single-A baseball, Juan Chacon atop 5 triples. 2 of them last night. Had a 2-triple night an evening ago in the 4-3 win. Grounds out in his first at-bat. So there are 2 away with a runner on second, a 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. First pitch misses on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball to Abram Liendo. Homered for the first time last night. It was over the right field fence. It tied the game on a 2-run shot, probably 10-plus feet over the wall. Here's the 1-0. Finds the outside corner at 98 on the gun, and the count now at a ball and a strike. Liendo batting just 183 below the Mendoza line, but the swing of his life last night when the Red Sox really needed it. 11 RBIs, though, on the season. Looking for number 12. 1-1 on the way. Paints the inside corner once more. Took a little bit off on the slider. It's 1-2. Liendo, short in stature, makes up for it in his power and athleticism. 1-2. Swing and a fly ball back to the netting. Skips up over the net into the seats. Souvenir will stay at a ball and a pair of strikes. A beautiful, just unbelievable night here at the ballpark. You're talking 75-degree temperatures, no wind, sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky. The 1-2. Misses low and away on a fastball, and it's 2-2. You could not ask for a better night to play some baseball, TK.
No, not a cloud in the sky. Weather temperatures are, as you mentioned, just perfect. Light winds, too.
2-2. Swing and a fly ball down the line and left. It'll tail foul. We'll stay at 2-2 here for Abram Liendo. Red Sox lead it 2-0. It started with a leadoff walk. Castro, infield single. And it was blown open. 2 runs on the board on Cutter Coffey's 2 RBI double. The 2-2. Swing and a chopper down the right field line. Scooped up by Quintana. And he steps on the first base bag in time for out number 3. But the damage is done. Red Sox put 2 on the board. They do so on 2 hits. No errors. They leave 1 on base in scoring position. We head to the top of the second after this from Salem. Brady House set and ready to lead us off here in the top of the second inning. It is a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead. 284 on the season for Brady House. He swings at the first pitch, a fly ball back into the seats behind home plate. A souvenir in the count now 0-1. Bradley Blaylock entering his second inning of work, Tyler, and good stuff out of him to sit him down 1-2-3 in the first.
Yeah, looked really good, in control of his stuff. Something you wouldn't expect to see from a guy who hasn't pitched competitively in almost two years.
0-1 finds the zone on a breaking ball at 83, and the count now 0-2. Blaylock looking for strikeout number two on the night. The 0-2 pitch, just outside and away on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Well, your infield defensively for the Red Sox, Liendo over there at third. Coffey playing at short. Ravello at second, and Albert Feliz at first. 1-2 misses high and away once more, 94 on the gun, and it's evened up at 2-2. Brady House has a nice piece of artwork down his right arm, his right forearm, tattoo sleeve, the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out to deep left field, back about 10 feet from the track coming on is Seamus, and he makes the left-handed pinch for out number one. A high fly ball, staying in the house, sits down Brady House, and that sets up Elijah Green, the center fielder here with one out. And you look at the prospect rankings for the Washington Nationals, a lot of them on this team. This was supposed to be the juiced 2023 Fredericksburg Nationals, and it just hasn't necessarily panned out that way. But here's a skipper that is flared and caught right to Cutter Coffey for out number two on a line drive. Excuse me, I thought that hit off the mound from up here, just a weird angle for us, but no, that was a line drive right to the glove of Coffey, and there's two away.
Well, the thing with Elijah Green, now 0 for 5 in this series, including that 0 for 4 with the Golden Sombrero last night, fifth overall pick in the last year's draft, just the Nationals have wanted to see more out of him.
Sammy Infante, first pitch called strike, 74 on the curveball, it is 0-1. Blaylock back in 2021, 3 wins, 6 losses, 4.27 ERA. He played in 23 games, all of them were starts. Pitched 86 and a third inning. How about 85 strikeouts? That's about a strikeout an inning. Not bad for Blaylock. The 1-1. Called strike two, up by the letters, 93 on the fastball, it's 1-2 for Infante. Batting 269, one of the higher batting averages on this Fred Nats team, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him with the high fastball at 96. Second strikeout of the night for Bradley Blaylock, and he sits him down 1-2-3 once again. We head to the bottom of two. After this, it's a 2-0 lead for the Red Sox in Salem. A breathtaking evening for baseball here in Salem. 2-0 lead for the Red Sox. Albert Feliz ready to get us going here in the bottom of two. The first pitch is high and away. 99-mile-an-hour fastball. It's that high velocity but little location for Harleen Susada. The 1-0 offering misses high and in this time. 98 on the gun again. Velocity there, location not so much, and Susana's going to be a force to be reckoned with when he finds a way to get it over the plate consistently. The 2-0 swung on and missed at 98. He's pitching at a quick tempo here too, Tyler. I mean, he's throwing it with just about 8 seconds left to go on the pitch clock. 2-1, swing and a miss, got him with the high fastball again at 99, and Feliz swinging hard at it. He's not making the contact with that fastball. 2-2. Fouls this one back to the netting. Gets a piece. 100 on the gun. That is the first time we have hit triple digits at Salem Memorial Ballpark all season long. Unbelievable velocity out of Harleen Susada. He kicks and deals the 2-2. Check swing. An appeal. And they'll say that he went. Frank Jones down the first base line says that Albert Feliz went too far around. Second strikeout of the night for Harleen Susada, and there's one away. Salem with a 2-0 lead. They have two hits to Fredericksburg's zero. Two hits came from an infield single off the bat of Alan Castro, and then Cutter Coffey smashed one into the gap in right center. A two RBI double, scoring Roman Anthony and Alan Castro. First pitch, 100 once again, misses high and in to Juan Montero. He fouls the 1-0 back into the seats, and it's 1-1. How about Juan Montero catching behind home plate tonight for the Red Sox? Batting 278 on the year, doesn't get to play a whole lot, but when he does, he has made a splash. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Golfed at that one. Change up in the dirt. And the count now 1-2. Montero, one of the characters on this team, always good for a laugh, always good to have a good time. Him and Juan Chacon both. The 1-2, high and away, 100 miles an hour. Colmenares did a good job of getting there, avoiding the wild pitch. Nobody on, one away. 2-0 lead for the Sox here in the bottom of the second. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Strikeout number three for Harleen Susada. Back-to-back K's. There's two away. Nine-hole hitter Carson Simas, the Fresno, California native, ready to dig in. Did not play last night. Gets the start out in left field this evening. Strapping up the yellow gloves today, the first pitch. Foul ball back into the seats, right towards the press box. And caught. A young fan off the bounce, 0-1. 10 RBIs, 254 average for Carson Simas, the 0-1. Called strike number two, 87 on the off speed. One of the slowest pitches we have seen out of Susana. The 0-2, swing and a ripper. This one's into right, down for a base hit as Carson Simas trips and falls his way into first base after throwing the bat all the way nearly into the Fretznats dugout. Well, it's a two-out single for Carson Simas. Back to the top of the order we go with Roman Anthony. Well, he's an on-base machine, so if you could get him aboard, you might be in a run for a rally here if you're sailing. Roman Anthony, the lefty. Ready on lefty, first pitch. Chopper on the ground, coming on is Infante. Grabs it off, a hop throw to first is there to end the inning. Anticlimactic, and Carson Simas does register a hit. Nobody scores, no errors, one. Left on base for the Sox. It's a 2-0 lead, Salem on top. We head to the top of the third after this. top of the third on tap for you here in Salem. Paul Witt, the designated hitter, ready to get us going. It's a 2-0 lead for Salem through two innings of play. And Bradley Blaylock enters in to his third inning of work. Fly ball on a first pitch right to Anthony, who ranges to his right to make the grab for out number one. It's a well-hit ball by Paul Witt, and it just gets into the mitt of Roman Anthony. One down just like that, and the pitch count in very good shape if you are Bradley Blaylock.
Yeah, only 19 right now.
Yeah. Set him down 1-2-3 in every inning thus far. Here's the eight-hole hitter, Rosemir Quintina, the first pitch. Called strike one, 76 on the curveball that finds the zone. 0-1. 228 on the year for Quintana. The 0-1 pitch. Just outside, missing the zone at 93. Count now 1-1. So 1-2-3 so far with two strikeouts for Blaylock as he fires the 1-1, missing just inside. Count will go to 2-1 on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Good time to bring up our Red Sox trivia, and we'll tell you the answer in the home half of the inning. The 2-1 first is swung on, chopped on the ground, gloved by Ravello from second. Throw to first, low but grabbed up off the turf by Feliz. There are two away. 4-3 ground out, sits down Quintana, sets up the 9-hole hitter at the bottom of the order for the catcher. Jose Colmenares, batting just 143, does have one RBI. It seems like both teams kind of going with their second, third catcher option. Juan Montero for the Red Sox. And it's a first pitch swinging, a dribbler back up towards the mound. Scooped up by Blaylock, he throws to first, and diving out for it is Feliz doing the splits to get him for out number three. How about this? Blaylock has sat him down 1-2-3 in three consecutive innings. We go to the home half, and I guess we'll bring up the trivia after this on MILB TV. Arlene Susana for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals heading into now his third inning of work. Red Sox on top 2-0. They registered three hits. Here's Alan Castro, two-hole hitter, designated hitter tonight. The birthday boy, Feliz Cumpleaños to Alan Castro. The first pitch on the way, missing low and inside. It is 1-0. 17. RBIs for Alan Castro, one of the higher numbers on the team, despite batting just above the Mendoza line at 218. He swings and rifles one right to the first baseman, Quintana, who steps on the first base bag after a backhanded glove for out number one. That's a well-hit ball, tattooed just right to an infield defender, Tyler.
Yeah, and it seems like that's been going both ways. Cutter Coffey made a nice spear of an Elijah Green line drive back in the second as well.
Speaking of Cutter Coffey, here he is, the first pitch, swing and a chopper right back into his own leg. Boy, he walks that one off, playing it cool, but you know that didn't feel very good. And he is going to take his time here. Where's that shin guard, but wears it forward, not on the outside or the inside. He wears it kind of straight. Last time around, Cutter Coffey smashed a two RBI double to get the Red Sox scoring going. The 0-1 waved on and missed at 93 on the slider. It's 0-2 now for Coffey.
And for Susana, he's already at 47 pitches on the night so far, so relatively high pitch count for where we are right now.
That 0-2 missed high. It's now 1-2. 100 miles an hour, the fastest arm we've seen. Not surprised with the stature. 6-4, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Cutter Coffey strikes out. Got him with the off-speed that time. Man, really changed it up there. Went from 100 miles an hour all the way back down to 87 on that off-speed pitch. And there are two away.
Well, when you have that skill set and are able to vary your speed, you get guys guessing a lot. And especially down at this level, you can see a lot more of that than you would at the majors.
First pitch to Luis Ravello forces him to fall away, drop his bat, and it's ball one inside, 98-mile-an-hour fastball that got away all the way back to the backstop. And it's 1-0. Fourth strikeout of the night for Harleen Susana, as this is a chopper on the ground. Backhanded glove by Quintana. He dropped it momentarily, throws back to the bag, and covering was the pitcher himself, Harleen Susana, for out number three. Well, for the first time in the ballgame, the Red Sox are sat down 1-2-3, this time on a 3-1 putout for Luis Ravello. We go to the top of the fourth after this. 2-0, Salem on top. Top of the fourth, Red Sox with a 2-0 lead. Tyler Katz ready to take us through the middle innings. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it, Gio. Good time out here at the ballpark with the Red Sox holding a 2-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Back out for his fourth inning of work, Bradley Blaylock has retired 9 Nationals in order as the first pitch taken downstairs to Jonathan Thomas, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Blaylock. Thomas grounded out to Blaylock on a bunt laid down to open the ballgame. 1-0, he's swinging and nearly lost the helmet as he cuts and misses. 1-1. Well, it seems like this game has been flying by so far, but time flies when you're having fun. So we usually do a third-inning trivia question. Thomas shows bunt but pulls back for ball two. So instead, we'll do it here in the fourth inning. And you know what? We'll go with a little bit of an easy one. Category today is the Boston Red Sox hitters. Ball upstairs, 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's a 3-1 hitters count to Thomas from Blaylock. Juan Montero makes up the other part of the battery behind the plate. Comes the 3-1 delivery. Hit in the air towards left field. It's hooking. It's dropping. It's a fair ball. Heading over towards second base is Jonathan Thomas. And that's the first base runner of the day for the Fred Nats. Comes here in the top of the fourth. A leadoff double. Portland Law Lawson, the next batter, will try to drive him home. 2-0, Salem leading Fredericksburg. Anyway, here's your trivia question for today. Who holds the team record for most home runs in a season? Or excuse me, I read the card for the wrong day. My apologies, as there's a called strike to Cortland Lawson. Who was named the 2004 World Series MVP? 2004 World Series MVP. You can tweet in your answers using the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast. 0-1 delivery to Lawson will just miss downstairs for ball one. One ball, one strike, 82 mile per hour offering from Blaylock. Nationals break up the three-inning perfect game by Blaylock as he sat down the Nationals' order in order the first time through. Another miss just outside and a bit low. Two balls and a strike. Two-one count, runner over at second base, and Thomas, the pitch from Blaylock, a check swing, just a touch upstairs, and after a first pitch called strike, three straight balls taken from Cortland Lawson, with Dalen Lyle, a dangerous hitter, standing on deck for the Fred Nats. Hitters count 3-1. Lawson, runner goes on a pitch inside, it's ball four. Stealing third base was Jonathan Thomas on the play. And there will be runners at the corners now. After three perfect innings from Blaylock, it's been a double and a walk. Three-hole batter Dalen Lyle. He popped out to second base in his last at-bat. A 291 hitter on the season with three long balls, 23 RBI. Really dangerous hitter for Fredericksburg will try to scratch across the first couple national runs. First offering. Inside pickoff back to first, but back in safely and standing with no tag from Feliz is Lawson. Battle of the only two teams in the Carolina League that share their name with their affiliate. It's the Red Sox versus the Nationals. 1-0, hit over towards first. No play at home. Instead goes over to second, throwback to first. Did he get him? He did! A double play will score a run. So no RBI for Dalen Lyle, but the Nationals will certainly take it, as it's now a 2-1 Red Sox lead.
It was close. Cutter's almost got to throw that with a little more emphasis. I think he didn't realize that they didn't have as much time as he had initially thought. Did end up getting it there, though, from second.
First pitch to Brady House, swung on and missed for strike one. House, the 11th overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft out of high school. 0-1 delivery, just missing down low. A ball and a strike. Bradley Blaylock in his first appearance since 2021. Missed last season with Tommy John surgery. Ball skips low, two balls and a strike. He's looked really good so far. Has only allowed one hit and one walk. 2-1, chopped at it, missed by House. Yesterday, Brady House going 1-for-4 with a double. Since then, he's been on 0-for-4 trend. 2-2, just fouled back. 2-1, Salem over Fredericksburg. You're in the top of the fourth inning. If you're just tuning in, use the hashtag Salem Sox Broadcast to answer the question, who was named the 2004 World Series MVP? 2-2 is fouled back. So Rule, the previous play, the ever rare 3-6-1 double play, as it was Blaylock who made the catch over at first. 2-2 is upstairs, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big swing and a miss on a full count pitch. Brady House goes down on strikes. It's the third strike out of the game for Bradley Blaylock. A run does score for the Nats. 2-1, Salem still in front as we head to the bottom of the fourth on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Juan Chacon steps into the batter's box to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Mentioned how Chacon is tied for second in all of minor league baseball in triples with 5. Ball downstairs. He leads all of single-A baseball and by that measure all of the Carolina League in triples as well. Ball downstairs will make it a 2-0 count. Chacon had a 3-for-3 performance last night. 2-0 inside, it's a 3-0 count now, including those 2 triples, an RBI, and a walk. The Valera, Venezuela native will take ball 4 inside. That's a 4-pitch leadoff walk for Juan Chacon. As we've effectively named him up here in the booth, Little Poppy.
Little Poppy.
So, for those just tuning into this series who may not know the backstory on that, as Abram Liendo steps into the batter's box, Juan Chacon is known for calling quite literally everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, he will call you Poppy. The ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count. So we thought what could be a good nickname for him, and well, Big Poppy was the first thing that came to mind. Ball outside, the throw down to second base as Little Poppy is caught stealing. Unfortunate break for Chacon, caught stealing for the second consecutive game. There's one away, it's a 2-0 count to Liendo. But very quickly we realized Big Poppy was already taken.
Right. Yeah.
So we had to pivot to Little Poppy.
Legend by the name of David Ortiz, I believe.
Ball upstairs will make it a 3-0 count to Liendo.
And that was sarcasm, by the way.
3-0, called a strike as Liendo put the bat to the side thinking he drew the walk.
Typically you see the guy turn and start walking. I've never seen a guy already toss the bat like that.
Well, here's the 3-1. It's a swing from Liendo, and it turns into strike two on a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. Susana has settled down after a shaky first inning in which he got hammered by three straight batters. Anthony drew a walk, Castro singled before a Coffey double. Since then, only one hit has been allowed. It was to Carson Seamus. Foul ball, and the full count will keep the count 3-2.
Well, I think one thing that threw a couple of guys off guard, in particular Albert Feliz, was all of a sudden once Susana started around 95, 96, then he got into his groove, warmed up the arm a little more. He was throwing 100, triple digits.
Payoff pitch is swung on and missed by Liendo. It's another strikeout. Make that number 5 for Susana, as it brings up Albert Feliz, who struck out in his last appearance. Now, as if it was nearly planned for us to talk about this, Arlene Susana is pitching as a member of that Juan Soto San Diego Padres Washington Nationals trade as Feliz pokes a foul ball down the right field line. Just so happens that in our nation's capital right now, the San Diego Padres are paying a visit.
Yep.
With Juan Soto making his big return to Nats Park in the 2023 season. All inside will make it a 1-1 count.
I find it so wild that those trades include minor league level and everything, all the way down at single A.
1-1 called strike inside, 86-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Susana. One-two offering, just a touch high. Seems Susana has been favoring that off-speed against Feliz. Second straight pitch in which he's gone sub 90 miles per hour. You'd expect Feliz to be looking fastball here. And it is a fastball, but it comes high and tight, nearly hits him in the chin. Instead, Feliz ducks out of the way. And, well, I was right. It was going to be a fastball. 98-mile-per-hour pitch to be exact, as Feliz will now call timeout.
Feliz, man, he's got, when you stand next to him, he is a physical presence.
Payoff once more. This one's lifted towards center field. Green traces back towards the warning track, but will reach up to make the catch. Four out number three. Red Sox get a single base runner, chopped down, caught stealing. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the fifth here in Salem between the Nationals and the Red Sox on MILB.TV. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Elijah Green, Sammy Infante, Paul Witt due up this inning for the Nationals as we have a call to the bullpen. Bradley Blaylock's day is done after four innings of work as Green lifts one into foul territory out of play. Instead, the next righty out of the bullpen, Raylan Perez, called upon by manager Liam Carroll. Bit more on Raylan Perez in a moment as here comes the 0-1, chopped over towards short into the diving glove of Coffey. Stands up, throws on to first, but beating it out on an infield single is Elijah Green. His first hit of the series comes here to lead off the fifth.
Oh, nice stop there to get there by Cutter Coffey. Just not enough time to get it over there. Elijah Green, speedy. That's why he's one of the top prospects in the Nats organization, showing off his speed on the base pass. How about Sammy Infante coming on out here with the glasses, rocking the rec specs.
Sammy Infante trying to at least advance Elijah Green. He struck out swinging in his last at-bat. Ball inside will make it a 1-0 count. A bit more on Raylan Perez. 0-1 record on the season with a 6.88 ERA in 17 innings pitched. Native to Santiago, Dominican Republic. Made his Carolina League debut this season. Ball upstairs will make it a 2-0. In his most recent outing in the road trip against Lynchburg, pitched three innings, allowed one hit without allowing a run, walking three and striking out one Hillcat batter. Two-oh runner goes to throw down by Montero. Is the tag made? No. Safe at second base is Elijah Green with a stolen base.
Yeah, he was in there ahead of time, too. Good chugging on the base pass and beat it out big time.
It's the 86th stolen base of the season by the Fred Nats. A 3-0 count. Raylan Perez fires on a called strike inside. Three balls, one strike, 90-mile-per-hour fastball for Perez. Infante trying to get aboard. There's now room over at first following the Elijah Green stolen base. If you're just tuning in, top five, Salem leads the Nationals 2-1. Called a strike downstairs will put the count full to Infante as he was caught taking a little step out of the box. And for Elijah Green, who just stole second base, that is his 17th stolen base of the season. The Nationals as a team have 86. Payoff pitch swung on and missed into the glove on a foul tip. And Fonte will go down on strikes for the second time tonight to a different pitcher. First K for Raylan Perez. Paul Witt has sent a couple rides into baseball so far this series, including a solo home run in the fourth inning last night. First pitch fouled off. Witt has a lot of pop in that bat. Played 4 years with the VCU Rams. Over in Richmond, Virginia. 0-1 fouled off yet again. It will make it an 0-2 count. Has been an infielder his entire career. This season, the Nationals said, we're going to try you out at catcher. Was the designated hitter last night and tonight. It's an 0-2 count with one away. Perez checks back at second to look at Green. Now fires on a pitch that will just miss outside. It's a ball and two strikes. 87-mile-per-hour pitch from Perez. Two. Hit in the air towards right center or left center field. This is going to drop for a base hit. Green heads over to third base. We'll get the green light. He's on his way home, and it's an RBI double for Paul Witt that ties the ball game for the Nationals. Witt has looked like the best offensive tool for the Nationals so far this series. Of course, we're only in game two. But Witt has looked really good at the plate.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Barreled that one up, tattooed it out to left center, put it just in the gap where Roman and Seamus couldn't quite get underneath it. Ended up bringing in a run.
Grounder heading over to third, picked up by Liendo. Throw across the diamond in time. Got him for out number two. Staying still at second is Paul Witt, as it will bring up the bottom of the batting order in Jose Colmenares. So Fredericksburg ties the ball game on an RBI double from Paul Witt that scores Elijah Green from second. 2-2 your new score. Colmenares will take the first pitch outside and low for ball one. He grounded out to the pitcher at the time was Bradley Blaylock. Blaylock's final line today, he pitches four innings in his first appearance back from Tommy John surgery. Allows one hit, one run, walking one and striking out three. Foul ball by Colmenares for strike one. Counts even to one ball and one strike. As in a moment, we'll take you through the Carolina League scoreboard and potentially next inning, as there's now two strikes on Colmenares with a called strike on an 85-mile-per-hour pitch. The ball and two strikes. Witt at second base. Colmenares, the batter, taking on Raylan Perez. Ground ball hit over towards third. Is that a fair ball? No, it's called a foul ball by the home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Mr. Frank Jones in the field. Well, an update from around the Carolina League. Columbia Fireflies take a 2-1 win over the Charleston River Dogs earlier today. Myrtle Beach leading Fayetteville 1-0, bottom four. Delmarva leading Lynchburg 1-0, top six. 1-2 once more to Colmenares, inside for ball two. Down in Augusta, the Green Jackets lead the Cannonballers 5-1, top of the fourth inning there.
Still can't get over how good that nickname is.
They'll be making a visit later this season, the Salem Memorial Ballpark. And finally, down east leading Carolina 3-0, top five, in a battle for the top of the Carolina League North. Foul ball back into the seats. It will land next to a lone fan who will get up, scroll about 2 to 3 feet over to his right, and is now looking for a kid to toss it to. Two balls, two strikes. Raylan Perez looking to get out of the inning. The pitch to Jose Colmenares, called strike three. On the inside part of the plate, a two-strikeout inning for Raylan Perez, but the damage done. An Elijah Green single and a Paul Witt double. Team up to get the Nationals on the board yet again. We're now tied 2-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 portion of the batting order due up for Salem when we come back on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. A call to the bullpen for Fredericksburg as Arlene Susana does not go more than four innings. Foul ball by Juan Montero out of play. Instead, it's Jose Atencio taking over on the mound. Check swing. No appeal down. Now we finally do. No swing, says Frank Jones. Atencio, a 9.95 ERA. The right-handed pitcher wears number 18 in a Fred Nats uniform. Swing and a grounder over to third. Picked up by House. Turnaround throw over to first is in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out leads off the inning, bringing up Carson Simas.
That was a nice play over there at third by House. Looking to get into a little bit of a groove this series. So is this guy, Carson Simas, off to a good start with a single to lead off his day in the second.
Yeah, one for one today. A bit more on Jose Atencio on the mound as he misses on a first pitch offering down low. Native to Maracaibo, Venezuela, is 1-4 on the year. This is his eighth appearance and 20th inning of work. 1-0, big swing and a miss by Simas for strike one. One ball, one strike. In his most recent outing against the Fireflies, got the winning decision, his lone one on the year. Chopper foul for a 1-2 count. Pitched two innings, did not allow a hit, only allowed one Firefly to reach. It was on a walk. Other than that, in five of his seven appearances this year, has allowed a run. Swing and a miss for Simas, and he's retired the first two Red Sox in order. Simas goes down on strikes, back to the top for Roman Anthony. Well, between innings, there was a game played here by the on-field host of the quarter minute to win it between a young fan and Roman Anthony. Ball downstairs will make it ball one. Of how many states you can name in 15 seconds. And Roman lost pretty handily, but that's okay. Kids know their states. If there's a fly ball into the gap, Roman Anthony will now get extra base as he stops at second with a two-out stand-up double.
Well, TK, I don't think we can make fun of him now for calling Boston a state.
No, but that's what I was getting at. He was going through the states he knew and then seemed to point at someone off camera and go, oh, yeah, Boston, and then realized his mistake and said, I meant Massachusetts. But we can always just give him a little bit of grief.
Roman got seven. The other guy, the young child, got 18.
18. He just started singing the state song you learned in school.
That's kind of a hack.
Yeah.
That's a hack.
Alan Castro will take the first pitch low for ball one. Would not be surprised if Roman Anthony started with Virginia and Florida. Couldn't really hear his first couple answers, but that's what I would imagine.
Threw in Mississippi there at one point. One-time Ole Miss commit.
Ball downstairs again to Castro. Again, Jose Atencio now on the mound for Fredericksburg. Arlene Susana's day is done. 2-0 delivery. A ball outside, and it's three straight balls from Atencio. A 3-0 count to Alan Castro. Chance for a two-out rally for the Sox here with the top of the order. Anthony doubled, which is how he walked it off last night. Called strike at the letters, first strike of the at-bat, 91-mile-per-hour. Fastball, access to get me over. Fred Nats 2, Red Sox 2. 3-1, lifted towards left field. That is a diving catch by Dalen Lyle. Lays out, and Lyle will rob a run for the Red Sox. What a play out there by Dalen Lyle.
Yeah, unbelievable diving grab. And like you said, Roman would have scored probably an extra base hit, especially if it gets past him there. That would have rolled all the way to the wall. And instead, we're going now to the top of the sixth.
Well, top of the sixth coming up next on MILB TV. Back to the top of the batting order for Fredericksburg as we begin the sixth inning in a tie ball game. Jonathan Thomas, 1-for-2 today. As he lays down a bunt, lined foul down the left field line. Well, we was talking about it our last home series. Might as well talk about it again this series. Talked a bit about it yesterday as well. But the playoffs running simultaneously tonight. Ball outside will make it a 1-1 count. No NBA game with the sweep already secured by the Denver Nuggets over the Los Angeles Lakers. But right now, shock and awe across the NHL world as the Florida Panthers have scored less than 3 minutes in and are already on another power play trying to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. 2-1 count will skip low to Thomas. Makes it a 2-1 count, I should say. Perez now pitches a chopper over to second. Ravello onto Feliz. Got him. A 4-3 ground out will lead off the inning. Perez back out for his second inning of work.
Yeah, Ravello's been busy over there at second. He's done a nice job so far tonight. Had a handful of nice plays, getting it over to Albert. Infield's held up strong.
It now brings up Cortland Lawson.
Tyler, I got to ask you. You are a diehard Panthers fan. What is it like to experience this incredible run that they are going on right now?
Well, to be honest with you, it was more or less unexpected as a ball skips away. Luckily for the Red Sox, nobody on board. 2-0 count to Lawson.
Well, they're the 8 seed, right?
They're the 8 seed. Last year, President's Trophy winners, which means they were the best team in the regular season, and got swept by the Panthers' arch rival, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the second round. 2-0 chopper back up the middle, picked up by Coffey, throwing to first in time for the out. Two away on two groundouts to the middle infield.
That is an excellent play by Cutter. You saw how that ball was skipping. That is not an easy play, and he just made that look easy to range down, scoop it up off the hop, easy survey over to first. That is a nice play by Cutter Coffey over there. Yes, routine. That's a routine big league play, but sometimes you see mistakes happen on those type of plays, and Cutter made it look
routine. Keep in mind, Cutter Coffey should be a freshman in college right now.
Yeah, just turned 19 last week.
First pitch ball. Second pitch ball, both upstairs around same location. By the way, for those hockey fans at home, it was Anthony Duclair who netted the opening goal. Got to find any way I can to talk about my Panthers on it. 2-0, line down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It's extra bases for Daylen Lyle. He heads for second base, and he will stop there. A stand-up two-out double for Daylen Lyle. First hit of the day.
He ripped that one right into the corner and left. Beautifully placed ball. That's extra bases every single time. Brooks Koepka in attendance on one of the craziest weeks you will see.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka, a Florida native, was at the Panther game two nights ago. First pitch to Brady House fouled off. Was at the Heat game last night. Now, the Heat did lose to the Celtics last night. Celtics force a game 5 at TD Garden tomorrow night. So Boston still has a morsel of hope in that series, despite no NBA team ever coming back from a 3-0 series deficit.
Koepka bringing the Wanamaker trophy all the way around, everywhere he's gone. Wanamaker trophy, for those that don't know, the PGA Championship trophy. Brooks Koepka won his 5th major on Sunday, 3-time PGA champion.
0-1 delivery, inside, ball one. Well, Brooks Koepka back in FLA Live Arena, which, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. The Panthers and Heat do not play in the same building. It's, in fact, about an hour and a half away from each other.
Wow, really?
In two separate counties, totally separate.
I knew they played separate. I did not know it was that far away.
Ball downstairs will make it a 2-1 count to Brady House.
So Florida, the Panthers play closer to what, Fort Lauderdale?
Closer to Fort, in a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. The Heat play in downtown Miami.
They play in a the Panthers play in a suburb.
Grounder heading over to third. Liendo picks it up. Throw on to first in time for the out, and that ends the inning. A 5-3 ground out. Groundouts this inning to short, second, and third. One double from Dalen Lyle doesn't come back to bite the Red Sox. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Part of the order, Coffee, Ravello, Chacon due up when we come back on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Welcome you back here to Salem, Virginia. Cutter Coffee leads things off. He's carrying a 1-for-2 line so far with a double and a strikeout. Jose Atencio back out for his second inning of work in relief. Middle reliever for the Nationals. Called strike down low. We'll make it an 0-1 count. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's the Nationals 2 and the Red Sox 2.
Doesn't that just have a little bit of a ring to it?
0-1 called strike. I thought it would be a bit odd to call a game. And 0-2, called strike 3 downstairs. Cutter Coffee is rung up looking. It is the second strikeout of the day for Jose Atencio. I have not been shy about hiding this fact. Both Giovanni and myself are both active students at Virginia Tech about 40 minutes down the road, and so for us to be in the midst of earning our college degree and be able to call a professional baseball game. A ground ball to third picked up by Quintana. Over to first, he steps on it, a 3 unassisted for Ravello, will bring up Chacon. But for the ability for us to call a literal professional baseball game, that is the Red Sox versus the Nationals, that is such just an odd feeling. It's cool, but it's also very weird.
Cool.
It's cool, but it's pretty weird to hear that.
Yeah. More than grateful, beyond grateful for the Red Sox and their partnership with Virginia Tech to be here this year and be doing this and covering this fantastic team and make it so much fun every single day. I mean, the more you get to know these guys and the more you're around them, the more you just love to see them succeed.
1-0 check swing, appeal down, but there is no one over at third when Hovick looked to have the appeal, so instead it's a strike, 1-1 one strike to Chacon. Ball downstairs.
The cool thing about calling minor league baseball is, you know, it's all about telling their stories, and I don't think the stories are more interesting anywhere else but here, because this is where it all starts.
Right.
And you never know where these guys end up, and the people that have come here before, it's pretty cool.
Ball downstairs will make it a 3-1 count. There's a hashtag that the Red Sox social media uses that starts in Salem.
Yep, the other one is hashtag Boston's Tomorrow. That one's my favorite, Boston's Tomorrow. Chacon walks.
Chacon does draw the walk. It's the first walk surrendered by Atencio. Second time Chacon has walked today, as it now brings up the hero, or one of the heroes from last night, Abram Liendo, who hit the game-tying two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth.
I don't know, but I know that these are the only two teams in the Carolina League that are under their major league team name is to First Strike. I love when a team has the pro name. It just brings that. I mean, look at this. You got the Nationals and the Red Sox. It just has a ring to it. And it just feels legit, to be honest with you.
Pick off back to first base. And I know we were having this debate a couple weeks ago about the same topic. But personally, I like seeing the different names. In the minor leagues, you're supposed to have some fun with it. 0-1 delivery is flared off foul.
I disagree.
All right, okay. I mean, you can't have a team called the Augusta Green Jackets in the major leagues, so.
No, it's true, it's true. And I do love that nickname, you're right. When they're decked out, I mean, it looks like the Nationals are playing the Red Sox right now. They're wearing the uniforms, the everything.
0-2. Ball upstairs will make it a 1-2 count. And with the no seating in the outfield, kind of has the same vibe, more or less, of maybe a spring training game.
Yeah.
Big swing and a miss as Liendo is looking to send that one deep into the outfield. Instead, swings it air. So Liendo goes down on strikes. It's the third Atencio strikeout. Just one walk to speak of, so no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base through two-thirds of this ball game. We don't have a leader just yet. 2-2, Nationals and Red Sox tied on MILB TV and Bally Live. Seventh inning, we're three outs away from the seventh inning stretch, but Elijah Green, Sammy Infante, and Paul Witt look to help the Nationals hold that off for just a little bit. Elijah Green, 1-for-2 today as we have a call to the bullpen yet again. New pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. Called strike finds its way in. Caleb Bolden, the Texarkana, Texas native. City right on the border of Texas and Arkansas.
Hence the Texarkana.
Texarkana, yep. Ground ball foul up the right field line for strike two.
Very clever name.
Played his last year of college at Texas Christian University, transferring from Arkansas for his graduate season. He was drafted out of high school in the 17th round in the 2017 MLB draft by the Tampa Bay Rays, elected to go to college and went to Arkansas. 0-2 pitch to Green. Ball outside.
I think it worked out for him. Big 12 regular season champs his last year with the Horned Frogs at TCU.
Ball down, scares, skips into the dirt.
He also got to watch one of his alma maters go to the college football playoff national championship game this past year, where they were smoked by the Dawgs.
Hey, that was crazy. The biggest blowout in not only a national championship, not only a playoff, in a bowl game in history.
Wow.
Foul ball. We'll keep the count 2-2.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, it was just... I was expecting a lot more from the Frogs.
The semifinals, though, were two of the best football games I've ever seen. In particular, that TCU-Michigan game was awesome. That Ohio State-Georgia one was great, too.
2-2 swung on and missed, and Elijah Green, after striking out four times last night, is set down on strikes for the first time today.
Good way to start of your Bolden. How about a K?
Yeah, for Bolden, a bit more on him. 1-1 record with one save this season, a 3.66 ERA. With that strikeout, is now at 20 innings pitched. Seventh round draft pick in last year's MLB draft at pick number 219. Swing and a miss for Infante for strike one. Bolden last appeared on May 20th at Lynchburg at Bank of the James Stadium, pitched an inning and a third, did not allow a hit nor a run. Walking one and striking out one. Called strike. Puts it at 0-2. Last time he allowed a hit, he allowed a run. That was back on May 14th against the Fireflies. Second batter he faces, Infante takes a pitch low that skips into the dirt. Dirty ball for a 1-2 count.
Virginia Tech and Clemson locally doing battle. Down in Durham, ACC tournament pool play. Unfortunately, Hokies cannot advance even if they knock off the sixth-ranked team in the country.
Called strike three, and Infante knew it. He started to walk back to the dugout before the call was even given by Tyler Hovick, the home plate umpire. And don't mean to change the topic, Chio,
no.
But how about back-to-back strikeouts for Caleb Bolden here?
Hey, he's dealing right now. He's dealing. He's locating it well. He's really mixing up the pitches well and keeping him guessing. This guy's going to be tough cookie to crack, though. Paul Witt's been good all series early on here.
Has hammered two balls, but for the Red Sox, luckily for them, one time it ended up in Roman Anthony's glove. Takes a first pitch ball outside.
Well, the other one was a RBI double to tie the game up.
1-0, ball inside will make it a 2-0 count. Well, Paul Witt yesterday did only have the one hit. It was the home run, but did also reach on an E5 on an error by Abram Liendo. 2-0, called strike. 2-1 count.
I really can't. These are some sharp uniforms out of the Fred Nats tonight. Those are nice looking. Yesterday, the grays is like, yeah. But these are sharp. That jersey's pretty cool.
Fred Nats, one of the newer teams in the Carolina League, relocated from Potomac a few years ago. Swing and a miss on a 2-1, makes it a 2-2.
The hats are cool. You can't see the hats here, obviously, but the hats are pretty cool, too.
With the script F and almost the national script font.
Yeah. With the white face, the red brim, and the blue hat.
2-2 is fouled off. Well, this could be a big pitch here for Caleb Bolden. Has struck out the first two batters of this inning. Elijah Green, who was the fifth overall draft pick in last year's MLB draft, and then Semi Infante trying to give the same fate to Paul Witt. 1 second to pitch, he lifts the leg to start the pitching motion, and it's a foul ball.
Paul Witt copied my facial hair choice.
The goatee?
The goatee. Honestly, he rocks it pretty good, I gotta say.
Witt clean shaven on his photo on the scoreboard as there's a ground ball back up the middle. Diving stop by Coffey. He stands up, throws on to first. Did he get him? He did! What a play from Cutter Coffey! Diving stop, stands up, sets the feet, and fires. It's fundamentals. That's what you want to teach your kids to do in the backyard. 6-3 ground out to Paul Witt. Ends the inning. Seventh inning stretch here from Salem. We'll be back. Red Sox coming up to bat next on MILB TV. Bottom of the seventh inning, Albert Feliz due up to start the inning. A ball downstairs. It's Feliz, Montero, and Seamus, so the 7-8-9 portion of the batting order. Ball downstairs. Put 2-0 count to Albert Feliz. Still on the mound, by the way, is Jose Atencio, who's back out for his third inning of work now. Ball low, 3-0 count. That's three balls in a row to start off the bottom of the seventh in a tie ball game. There is motion in the Fredericksburg bullpen down the right field line. 3-0, lined over to third and into the glove of Brady House. That was more a reactionary stop than one of skill, but either way, it's into the glove of House for the first out of the inning. So Juan Montero, the next batter, he bats with one away. He's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a ground out to third. Fly ball over into the gap in right field. That drops in for a base hit, a bloop single for Juan Montero. He gets in the hit column today. Carson Seamus, who does have a hit earlier today back in the second inning, is the next to grab a bat. Inside, that's ball number one. A lot of misses from the strike zone for Jose Atencio. Check swing, called strike regardless, so the count's now even 1-1, breaking ball. Atencio in his third inning of work did not enter with the best ERA, is trying to submerge that with a good outing here. Ball downstairs, 2-1 count. Salem has not scored since the first inning when the first three batters went walk, single, double. 2-1, called a strike. Still only one out in the inning, by the way. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Atencio. Puts the count even at 2-2. Chopping ground ball over to third, picked up by House, thrown to first. Pulled off the bag, and in time, that was probably going to go down as a throwing error on Brady House, I would believe. Could also say that he came down on the bag and ruled that a hit, that he was going to beat it out anyways. I guess we're just waiting on the scoreboard now. And it will go down as a base hit for Carson Seamus. Nope. Check that. Make that an error. As an error pops up on the scoreboard, Brady House ruled on the error, so Carson Seamus reaches. Juan Montero gets up to second. Ball downstairs will make it a 1-0 count for Roman Anthony. First error from either side tonight, and it belongs to the 11th overall pick of the draft last year. Ball low will make it a 2-0 count. Ball gets away and rolls back towards second base. Runners were allowed to go, but obviously with the ball then rolling towards the runners, no one elected to take that opportunity. Two-oh count to Anthony, who was walked earlier today, grounded out to second and doubled. He'll take ball three outside. And you would expect Roman Anthony to take a pitch here. But that being said, is when I played baseball back in middle school, I had a coach that told me on a 3-0 count, you're not allowed to swing till you get paid to swing. And he'll take ball four there. And I was about to say Roman Anthony is getting paid to swing the bat, so we'll see if he swings on a 3-0 pitch. That, however, loads the bases. Second walk surrendered by Atencio today, first time this inning. It's now Anthony at first, Seamus at second, Montero at third, Alan Castro on his 20th birthday. And hold on a second, here comes the pitching coach for the Nationals, Justin Lord. Lord going to have just a few words with his pitcher, trying to calm him down prior to the Alan Castro at-bat. Oh, no, and hold on a second. This is a call to the bullpen itself. That's not Justin Lord. That's Jake Lowry, the manager. So a call to the bullpen. Well, baseball fans, now introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. New pitcher on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Marquise Grissom Jr. Wears number 22 and is the right-handed arm for the Nationals. Grissom is looking to hold down the fortress. Bases are loaded with one out. Has a ERA, however, of 18 in just one inning of work. So Grissom got shelled in his lone outing so far. Allowing, well, not really shelled. He allowed two runs in one inning of work. But Marquise Grissom will look to sink that down into the sunset with a good outing today. Son of former Atlanta Brave and 1995 World Series champion Marquise Grissom Sr., the Los Angeles native, played his college ball at Georgia Tech. Currently participating in the ACC Baseball Championship. Ball downstairs to start off the Alan Castro at bat can be a hero on his 20th birthday. 1-0, flared back off foul, strike one. Again, bases loaded. Roman Anthony at first, Carson Simas at second, Juan Montero at third, one out. 1-1 delivery, back up the middle, this could be two. Infante flips onto second for one, throw onto first. Did he get him? He did! An inning-ending double play. The Red Sox get nothing out of it. And that ends the seventh inning. We're still tied at two on a golden opportunity for the Red Sox to score. Instead, they leave two stranded. 2-2 as we head to the eighth on MILB TV. Well, we're in a tie ball game heading into the eighth inning here in Salem. Taking you the rest of the way on play-by-play, here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate you, Tyler. Well, we got ourselves a ball game here, folks, like TK.
misses high and away. Curveball again, 1-2. And you got to think, maybe aggravated something yesterday. He was injured, missed about a week and a half worth of baseball, played last night for the first time, and then already back out of the lineup again, the 1-2. Swing and a foul back to the netting. We'll stay at 1-2. I mean, again, we don't want to speculate, but you have to think, kind of bizarre for him not to be in the lineup tonight.
I more so think it's just out of precaution, seeing how he played the night back, wanting to give him the day off, more a slow transition.
Yeah.
Now, if he doesn't play tomorrow, that's where we have a bit of a concern.
1-2, just misses outside. Went with that off-speed again at 77. Nearly caught that corner. Instead, it's two balls and two strikes to Luis Ravello. And a tie ball game here, 2-2, nobody out, runner on second in the bottom of the eighth. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Got Luis Ravello whiffing on that off-speed low and away. One down, swinging strikeout sits down Luis Ravello. How about this, little Poppy in a big spot. Hitless so far today, does have a pair of walks, 0-for-1 with a ground out. A two-triple night yesterday. Leads all of single-A baseball with 5 triples. First pitch skipping up in the dirt, and it is 1-0. Blocked by Comerares. Nobody moves. We mentioned it early on the broadcast. Tied in all of minor league baseball. Yeah, that's all the way from single-A all the way up through triple-A for triples on the season with 5. Tied for second. 1-0. Breaking ball, just dips down back into the zone, outside corner, 1-1. Coffee, antsy over there at second. Nobody holding him on. Middle infielders with their feet on the grass. Fly ball, shallow right field, trailing towards foul territory. Going back is Quintana, and he watches it bounce off the wall in right field. In foul territory, down the right field line, and it is now 1-2. Definitely could have been a foul out, so a little Poppy. Maybe got away with one there.
Possibly gets another chance at the plate, and I mean, we know he can drive the ball. If anything drops into that left center field gap, which is wide open right now with a shifted Elijah Green, Red Sox are going to take the lead.
1-2. Swing and a high fly ball, same thing, same spot. This is in foul territory underneath it, Quintana. This time he does catch it, and this time it is a foul out for Juan Chacon. Well, now there are two away. Red Sox in danger of stranding another runner in scoring position. Would be the fifth time tonight. They have stranded 6 runners altogether. Abram Liendo was a hero yesterday with a 2-run shot over the right field wall to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch below the knees, and the count now 1-0. One oh on the way. Swing and a chopper. Coming on is Quintana and Infante. It's gloved by Quintana. He throws to his pitcher in time for out number 3. Red Sox strand cutter Coffee after his leadoff double over at second. We go to the ninth, tied at 2 here in Salem.
Cortland Lawson to get us going here in the top of the ninth. A tie ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox have not scored since the bottom of the first. First pitch to Lawson, high and tight on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count now 1-0. Still Caleb Bolden matting the hill for the Red Sox. Third pitcher of the night, second out of the pen, the 1-0. This one paints the outside corner, 93 on the gun, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Lawson so far tonight struck out swinging in his first at-bat, walked back in the fourth, and grounded out to Cutter Coffee at short back in the sixth. 1-1. This gets away from Juan Montero, and it is 2-1 on a ball low and in the dirt, 92 on the fastball. Behind in the count here, Bolden. Lawson looking to get some action. Scoreless since the fifth are the Nationals. 2-1. Strike again. Called strike 81 on the changeup, and it's 2-2. Matter of fact, the Frednats have not registered a hit since the sixth. It was a double from Dalen Lyle. Did not end up advancing any further. The 2-2. Low and away, 84 on the changeup. Full count to lead things off here in the top of the ninth. Two-hole hitter for the Frednats. It'll be Lyle and then Brady House. And if you get there, Elijah Green due up. Payoff pitch. Just outside. Ball four on a fastball that misses the zone. A leadoff walk here in the ninth inning for the Frednats. Dalen Lyle with the table set. Last time around, as I mentioned, he smashed a double into the left center field gap. Before that, he hit into a 3-6-1, very rare double play. And he popped out in his first at-bat. The first pitch, swing and a foul tip back to the netting. 0-1 for Lyle, batting just below 300 at 294 on the season. Large lead over at first for Lawson, held on by Feliz. Righty on lefty matchup. A one pitch. Just inside. Low it in, makes it even at 1-1. Still that large lead over there at first for Lawson. This is a rocket through for a base hit into left field. Rounding second is Lawson, gunning for third. The throw in is to second base, so it puts runners on the corners on a base hit. Back-to-back knockers for Dalen Lyle. And with nobody out, first and third occupied for the Frednats here in the top of the ninth. What is it about these ninth innings in this series so far, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the ninth inning last night with that four-run bottom of the ninth inning. And we were talking to Mr. Eric Batch of the voice for the Fredericksburg Nationals prior to the game, and it seems like it's been that way the entire season for the Nationals, where it's either been a lead or heroics in the top of the ninth for the Nationals or the bottom of the eighth that are just chopped down the next inning later. So, I mean, right now it seems like a bit of a dangerous situation for the Red Sox, but based off what we've been seeing this year from Fredericksburg, Red Sox are still in this.
Well, it is a call to the bullpen here for the Salem Red Sox. That'll be the day for Caleb Bolden. Fourth arm tonight for Salem. Liam Carroll makes the call, goes with Jonathan Brand, a righty. Out of Columbus, Georgia, drafted in 2022, round number 8, pick number 249, played his college ball at Miami of Ohio, and then was committed to play graduate season, play a fifth year at Auburn prior to being drafted by the Red Sox. 2-0 this season with a 1-0 ERA. Just 9 innings pitched so far. Last outing was on the 17th on the road at Lynchburg just last week.
Pitched an inning in two-thirds, gave up a hit, no runs, did have one strikeout. The deepest he's ever gone is only two innings. Granted, that is why he is coming in the ninth, one of the closing pitchers for the Red Sox. Tough to say, though. Red Sox don't really have a closer, so to speak, that they go to night in and night out. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's starting to become more of a split role. Jonathan Brand is one of those guys you'd really like to see in the ninth. Brock Bell has really turned into a closing role kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's usually been one of the two in a save situation, but I mean, you want to save arms for the rest of the series. This is only game two. But should this game last into the extra, into at least a couple extra innings, wouldn't be surprised to see someone like a Brock Bell come in to slam the door.
How about that? He goes with the Iron Man by Black Sabbath for his quote-unquote walkout song. Entrance music, I guess you'd call it, for a pitcher. Well, folks, runners on the corners, nobody out, a jam for Jonathan Brand to be thrown into the game here. First pitch is a called strike outside corner, 75 on the gun to Brady House. One of the studs in this organization. Overall, the fifth top prospect in the Nationals organization. 0 for 3 this afternoon. Runner goes from first, swing and a miss. No throw from Montero. So it is a stolen base. Two runners now in scoring position as Lyle takes second. It was a swing and a miss on a 75-mile-an-hour curveball, and it's 0-2. Second and third, big spot with nobody out here in the top of the ninth. Tie ball game at two. It looks like we have time called. A late time called here by Brady House. Righty on righty. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a line drive at a left field. This is going to score a run. Heading home, the throw to home is just not on target. Scooped up by Montero, he doesn't throw to second. And Brady House makes it all the way to second base while he clears the bases and scores two. Fred Nats take a 4-2 lead here in the top of the ninth. Probably going to go in as a single, I'd have to guess. And then the advancement for Brady House on the fielder's choice. Fredericksburg blows this thing open a little bit here, but we've seen crazier things. Red Sox went into the bottom of the ninth down 3-0 yesterday, came back to win it 4-3. First pitch is swung on and missed by Elijah Green. You talk about top guys in the organization. How about number three on the prospect list, Elijah Green? Fifth overall pick, played at IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida. Runner on second, they go one. Just low and away. 75 on the gun, it's 1-1. That's the thing about Brand, really doesn't go with the fastball. Mixes up those off-speed pitches. Green, just 19 years old. Similar to Cutter and Roman, handful of young guys under 20 for both teams. 1-1, outside. 90 on the gun, did go with the fastball that time. It's 2-1. 1-for-3 today is Elijah Green, lined out to short in the second. Grabbed a single in the fifth, stole a bag, ended up scoring on an RBI double from Paul Witt, the DH. Struck out last time around in the seventh. Looks in ball number three, throw back to second. This one gets away, but Roman Anthony scoops it up in shallow center field before an advancement can be made by House. Got to be careful, though, with that baseball here in the top of the ninth. Got to take care of it.
Right, and the one thing you really don't want to see from Salem here is a loss of morale with two runs scoring. You don't want to see the team start to give up when there are two runs scored in the top of the ninth. You scored four in the bottom of the ninth last night. Game's not over till it's over.
Very true. Very, very true. 3-1. Misses high. Five-pitch walk for Elijah Green. Puts runners on first and second. Still nobody out here, TK, in the top of the ninth inning. This is just all of a sudden falling apart here for the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's a tough situation here, and you have to look bottom of the order due up in the bottom of the ninth, too.
Well, how about the top of the organization tonight? Boston Red Sox playing host to the Los Angeles Angels as it's a called strike to Sammy Infante. 0-1. 0-for-3 today is Infante. Struck out three times. Two of them swinging, one of them looking. First and second, nobody out. The 0-1. Swing and a fly ball back into the netting. 0-2. It'll be Paxton on the hill for Boston. Anderson on the other side for the Angels. 9:38, the first pitch. We'll listen to it on the way home. Red Sox and the Angels. Swing and a miss. There is out number one. Got him with the strikeout. Infante strikes out four times tonight, Tyler.
Yeah, a bit with the golden sombrero, just like Elijah Green was last night. Obviously tough to see one of your prospects strike out four times, and that's the four different pitchers for Infante, too.
Paul Witt, designated hitter, brought in a big RBI double back in the fifth. Tied the game at that point. First pitch is a hook and curveball that slices down into the zone, and it's 0-1. Besides that, he has grounded out to short and a loud flyout to center field in his first at-bat. First and second, one down, the 0-1. Just outside on a changeup at 84. 1-1. Paxton, a lefty with a 2.45 ERA, 14 strikeouts with the start for Boston. How about the other side? Anderson, 5.27, but 27 Ks. 1-1, swung on and missed. Low on the curveball, and it's 1-2. You can listen to that one on the WEEI 93.7 Red Sox Radio Network. You can also tune in on the New England Sports Network. 1-2. Swing and a high fly ball, shallow center field. Coming on is Anthony. It's going to drop in front of Anthony and Chacon. Rounding third, coming home and scoring. Here is House. Boy. 5-2. Nationals end up with now a three-piece here in the top of the ninth and counting. Still only one out. So it moves Elijah Green to second. Just a single, an RBI single for Paul Witt. Brady House down in third and came home. That just seemed like it looked routine and just kind of got caught up there and triangle formed. It's never good when you see a triangle form. Anthony, Chacon, and Ravello all chasing it. Looks like we got a pinch hitter now into the ball game with one down. First pitch, 82 on the gun, misses. It's 1-0. Brandon Bossier in the left-handed batter's box, coming in relief for Quintana, who at this point was 0-for-3 with a strikeout. 1-0, swing back to the netting. 1-1. First and second once again. Now the Nationals, with three hits in this inning, have overtaken the Red Sox in the hit category, 7-6. 1-1 offering. Swing and a chopper. This is a hopper gloved by Feliz. He steps on the first base bag for out number two. Runners advance to second and third, respectively. So Witt grabs second. Elijah Green comfortably at third. That was a good play there by Feliz because it took a difficult hop. He kind of had to grab it in his belly. Step on the bag.
Nine-hole hitter. The catcher, Jose Colmenares. Righty on righty. First pitch. Swing and a line drive foul. Left field, foul territory, 0-1. Infield playing out despite runners on second and third here. 0-1. Rifles one in there at 90 miles an hour. 0-2. 0-3 today is Colmenares. Grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. Grounded out to third back in the eighth. 0-2 pitch. Just outside on a fastball at 90. It is 1-2. We're seeing all spectrums of this fastball tonight. 90 here is the fastest offering from Jonathan Brand. How about to start the game? Harleen Susana was throwing 100 miles an hour. I mean, that is a big difference there. Brand, the 1-2. Misses low and away, 76, 2-2. Brand, before his outing against Lynchburg, pitched twice against Columbia here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Went two innings in both of those outings. Three strikeouts in one, two in the other. The 2-2, chopped foul down the right field line. And we'll stay at 2-2. Gave up three hits on the fifth, Cinco de Mayo. Gave up just one hit against Columbia on the ninth. No hits on the 13th. That was a good outing, even though he just went one inning. Got the win, two strikeouts, no hits, no walks. 2-2, low and away, check swing, the appeal. Field umpire Frank Jones says he did not go. And the count is full, and this is a big spot because there's runners on second and third. Salem trying to do anything they can to salvage what is left of this, down 5-2. Payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper. Staying in the infield. Coming on from third, Liendo. Throw to first. Gets away. Up over the head of Felice. It scores two. Throw to second. Not there. Boy, this game has just gotten away from the Red Sox in a hurry. 7-2 now the score, and the work's really going to be cut out for Salem in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, the Fred Nats said, you know what, enough of that. We saw you put up a four spot in the bottom of the ninth last night. We're going to put up a five spot at least in the top of the ninth today.
Well, I was ready to say that the Red Sox went into the bottom of the ninth down three yesterday, made magic happen. But going in down three, as this is going to be the day here for Jonathan Brand, he did not have his best stuff tonight. Going in down three and going in down five is kind of a completely different beast. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, the Red Sox were down to their final out when they had already scored 3 runs.
So tactically, it goes into the book as, let's see, let's pull up exactly what the outing goes in for it for Brand. Yeah. Two-thirds innings pitched, two hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, a walk and a strikeout, 3.72 ERA. Bolden with a 4.15 ERA, did have 4 strikeouts, but again, some of these runs were his. So they go with Marques Johnson to try and get this final out. I mean, in all likelihood, you could have him go again tomorrow if you needed to, if he can get this out in efficient timing.
Yeah.
Johnson, a little bit inconsistent for the Red Sox, I think is a fair thing to say. The righty out of San Jose, California, drafted in round number 11, played his college ball at Long Beach State. Big Big West Pitcher of the Week in May of 2022. He transferred to Long Beach State from Riverside Community College. Made his pro debut earlier this season. And the reason I say inconsistent is because there are some nights where he doesn't give up a hit, like against Columbia on the ninth. There are other nights where he gives up multiple hits with three earned runs, usually good for a pair of strikeouts the majority of the time. Just looking for one out here with a runner on second. First pitch. Swing, chopper, Cutter Coffee coming on from short. Throw to first. Got him. And one pitch from Marques Johnson does it for the top of the order in Jonathan Thomas. They hit through everybody in the lineup to put up a five spot in the top of the ninth. We're cut out for the Red Sox, but we've seen crazier things happen this season, including last night. Bottom of the ninth after this. 7-2, the Nats on top. Kevin Rodriguez in to close things out for the Nationals. Red Sox down five after a five spot put up in the top of the ninth from the Fred Nats. Albert Feliz leads us off. See if some magic is left in these bats after last night. First pitch misses low and away, 77. It's 1-0. Last night, Red Sox were down 3-0 heading into the bottom of the ninth. They scored four runs to win it 4-3 and walk it off. 1-0 misses low and away once more at 88 on a fastball. It is 2-0 for Feliz. Kevin Rodriguez, again, the new arm. 6-1, 145. 23-year-old out of Panama City. 3-0 on another pitch, missing low out of the zone. His favorite baseball player he idolizes, Mariano Rivera. Coming in a closing situation. Good guy to idolize. The best closer of all time. 3-0 finds the zone at 91. It's 3-1. Righty on righty matchup. 3-1 offering. Finds the zone again at 89. Outside corner. And the count worked full at 3-2. Feliz was ahead 3-0. Back-to-back strikes. Called strikes, that is. Makes it a full count. Infield playing out. The payoff pitch. Just low and away, and it's a full count walk by Albert Feliz to lead things off. Hey, you got to score five. You got to start somewhere. A walk's a good way to do it.
As I always say, journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and there's step one.
Juan Montero coming off the heels of a single in the seventh. He struck out and grounded out to third. His other two at-bats, 1-for-3 on the night. The first pitch paints the outside corner at 77. It's 0-1. Runner on first, nobody out. Righty on righty matchup once more. 0-1 to Montero. Swing and a sky-high fly ball. Shallow right field, right towards the foul line. Underneath it is Thomas, and there's no tag-up opportunity. There is one down here in the bottom of the ninth. Not what you're looking for if you're Juan Montero. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Carson Samus. Singled in the second, struck out in the fifth. Advanced on an error in the seventh. Salem looking to make another magical comeback. What do they have left in the tank? First pitch. Misses. Way outside. 1-0. Samus batting .257 on the year. Now, he doesn't play every night, but he plays probably, I'd say, three games of every six-game series. Would you agree?
About, yeah.
Yeah. 1-0. Misses again on a check swing. It's 2-0. 10 RBIs on the year for Stevens. Mostly plays left field. Once in a while, will play second base, believe it or not, but very few and far between. The 2-0. Swing and a dribbler, foul territory, right field. It's 2-1. The runner on first is Albert Feliz. Muscle man on first with a lead after his leadoff walk on a full count. But it's two balls and a strike. The wind, the pitch. Low below the knees to Samus. Three balls and a strike. Carson's dad, Bill, played in the majors for 6 years. Mainly with the White Sox. Brothers in the Reds organization, the 3-1. Misses. Ball four. Five-pitch walk. Runners on first and second. There is one out after Juan Montero flew out. Well, two walks. Roman Anthony to the dish. He had a double in the fifth. He's walked twice tonight as well. Matter of fact, 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Not bad. Conversation here on a mound visit. It is not a call to the bullpen.
Yeah, just a quick conversation. Roman Anthony, a really dangerous batter, as the Frednets have seen already with the game yesterday in which Roman Anthony walked it off.
Roman Anthony, Cutter Coffee roommates. I was asking, who is the neater of the two? Roman said probably Cutter, matter of fact. Cutter makes his bed every morning. Roman does not. That's a telltale sign.
Well, let's have a expose. Do you make your bed every morning, Gio?
No.
Okay,
I'd say about 50% of the time, if that.
Maybe
less. First pitch, swing, and a foul tip. It's 0-1.
And you'd be the neater of us, too.
Oh, it's definitely not every day, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
for
well,
sure.
I do it when I do laundry. That's about it.
All right, that's fair. I do it when I want to look at a clean room, I guess.
There we go.
The 0-1. Swing and a drive down the left field line. Backhanded glove by House. Throw to first. Pulls him off the bag. It was a leaping grab by Quintana. And it's an opportunity for Roman Anthony to be in there safely. And making his way all the way to third was Carson Samus. And it ended up... Did it score a run, TK? Must have. Not on the scoreboard yet. Samus is all the way at third. Apologies for the confusion.
So I believe Albert Feliz was
tagged.
Was tagged on a force out, excuse me.
Okay.
As House stepped on the bag at third.
That makes sense. So there are two away. 7-2 still the score. Runners on the corners. First pitch. Looked in for strike one to Alan Castro. Inside corner, 78 on the gun. Again, apologies for the confusion. A lot happened on the play, and we'll admit it, sometimes rookie mistakes for us two college kids. First and third, 0-1, low and away, 1-1. Anthony Short lead over there at first. Nobody holding on Seamus at third. 1-1 to Castro. Swing and a foul ball back into the seats. 1-2, Salem down to their final strike. Castro so far today did single in the first, ended up scoring. He is 0-for-3 after that. Hit into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play in the seventh. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that will do it. All right, the final score tonight, 7-2. The Fredericksburg Nationals come into Salem and conquer the Red Sox. They even up the series, a game apiece. The magic was there last night, and it was too much to ask for tonight. Too many runs given up, a five-piece in the top of the ninth wins it for Fredericksburg. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Let's do it again tomorrow, 7.05 p.m., our first pitch pregame coverage at about 7 o'clock sharp. For everybody over there in the media room to our right, Stephen Langdon, our producer. For Tyler Katz, my partner in the booth, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying good night and so long from Salem. We'll see you tomorrow.